Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, June the 29th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast, in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. Turkey drops objections to Finland and Sweden joining NATO. Just when you think the jackal in the White House couldn't get more smarmy, he's now encouraging teenagers to abortions without parental consent. It seems unthinkable, but a posh neighborhood in West LA is voted to defund their police, even though crime there has skyrocketed 137%. And officials are desperate to get COVID shots on childhood schedules before emergency ends. Why is that? Turkey drops objections to Finland and Sweden joining NATO. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Finland's president said on Tuesday that Turkey has agreed to support Finland and Sweden's NATO membership bids, removing a major hurdle to the two countries joining the alliance. He said in a statement that a joint memorandum on the matter was signed by Turkey, Finland, and Sweden on Tuesday in Madrid ahead of what is shaping up to be a critical summit. The joint memorandum underscores the commitment of Finland, Sweden, and Turkey to extend their full support against threats to each other's security, he said. The expansion of NATO is a byproduct of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The more that countries around the world do not feel safe, the more they will want to be aligned with Western countries who have the ability to, if need be, provide them with military assistance or at least military equipment. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Just when you think the jackal in the White House couldn't more smarmy, he's now encouraging teenagers to abortions without parental consent. Several Republican lawmakers took exception to the Biden administration directing expectant teen mothers to abortion access online. GOP lawmakers torched Biden over his administration promoting abortionfinder.org, a website that provides information to expectant mothers on where to get an abortion and how to circumvent parental notification laws where such laws exist. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik of New York told Fox News Digital the Biden administration should be ashamed for helping minors bypass their parents to abort an unborn child. In something else that seems unthinkable, the posh West Los Angeles County community voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite escalating crime that was up 137% earlier in the year, as well as public backlash. The budget for next two fiscal years will leave West Hollywood with up to five fewer Los Angeles County Sheriff deputies on patrol. At the same time, the council approved increasing funding for a cultural arts festival. The budget was approved by a narrow 3-2 vote with Mayor Lauren Meister dissenting as well as Councilman John Erickson. Our quote of the day, if God created shadows, it was better to emphasize the light. St. John the 23rd. And our saints of the day, two significant martyrs of the Christian faith, which we honor today. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, Mike Church here, cooking with the king dude with the beast and butt rub, bougie development dweller, session number two. Let's talk about ribs. Four things we're going to learn today on this little tip session. One, it's all about the temp, baby. Two, I'm going to teach you the 90-60-60 method. Three, sweet Caroline. Now, sweet butter, oh mine, yes, it's a tool. We're going to use it in cooking ribs. And number four, we love to sweat with the oldies. Let's talk about how we do this. Number one, our fire, 250 to 275 degrees. Number two, you go 90 minutes, Then you go 60 minutes. Then you go 60 minutes. Number three, you're going to make aluminum boats that are going to be filled with butter and sweet goodness, and your ribs are going to go in that. And number four, you're going to sweat those jokers according to the recipe. Stay tuned for another Bougie Development Dweller Tip Session and the best backyard barbecue ribs you ever had, ever. And remember, none of this works without my Beast and Butt Rub. Get you a bag or 20 at mikechurch.com/rubs. And happy barbecuing, y'all.
Today is St. Peter and St. Paul Day. It's observed every year on June the 29th. The event is the liturgical feast day that honors two martyrs of the Christian faith, St. Peter and St. Paul. Although the Church acknowledges they may not have been executed at the same time, both met death at the command of the Roman Emperor Nero. The date chosen is the traditional anniversary of their death and martyrdom, and the event is significant as far as religious occasions in Rome are concerned, and the Catholic Church in England commemorates it with a festival. Parishes around the world hold masses to commemorate the day. Do you fall asleep with the TV on at night? Millions of Americans fall asleep each night in front of it, but a new study has found the practice could contribute to an early death. Researchers at the Northwestern University School of Medicine examined the impact of ambient light on the health and sleeping habits of 552 people between the ages of 63 and 84. The study found those who slept with even the slightest ambient lighting were more likely to suffer from diabetes, obesity, and hypertension. People should do their best to avoid or minimize the amount of light they are exposed to during sleep, the study's lead researcher said. According to the study, insulin resistance was more likely to occur in the morning after people slept in a room with dim lighting, such as that emitted by a TV set. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.